There is a reason for Brent being short tonight. They said I could have triple time since I won't be back for 3 to 5 years. So watch out. It is now 7:16. You can't live with a preacher for 17 years and not have it rub off on you. Now, actually, 10 years ago, around this same time, I was standing up here getting ready to go to Mexico. And 10 years ago, I didn't have a lot to say. And I don't have a whole lot to say this time. And that's not true either. No, I have actually a lot of things to say, but I'll try to be brief. I just can't say anything other than it's been God's mercy. God's grace upon our lives to have called us in the first place, chosen us, and given us something precious, valuable to do for Him. And not only that, but He has given us fruit for it. And He has given us family and friends and riches that this world cannot offer other than in God's blessings. And when we went to Mexico, I thought, Lord, what could you possibly do with me? What could you possibly do with us? We don't know the culture. We don't know the people. We don't know how they live. And much less, we don't know the language. And it's taken us 10 years, and God somehow supplied that. We got the language down. We got the culture down. I feel like I'm casi Mexicana. But now I have to go on to something else. I've got to be a Polack. But I'm sure that He gave us the grace for Mexico, and He'll give us the grace for Poland. And thinking on what I wanted to speak this year about, I could tell you all my experiences, but we've all have heard the experiences of God's answer to prayer, God working in our lives and how He deals with us as women, as wives, as mothers, as missionaries. And my story's not any different. So I want to share something out of Mark chapter 14 that just really blessed my heart, that encouraged me that I don't have to go with this great expectancy to have to prove myself to do something for God. And this was kind of God's way of showing me, Janice, this is what I want from you. And it says in verse 3, it says, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, Why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And the phrase that caught me was verse 8. She has done what she could.
Amen.
She did not do some great work. She did not do something that others couldn't do or that others hadn't done, but she did what she could do. And I thought, what did she do? And the obvious was that she broke a box that had oil in it, and she poured it at Jesus' feet. That's the obvious. And you know, so many people just look, well, you're going across the world. They see the outside, but they don't know exactly what we're going to do. And I was thinking, in here, what did she really do? What did it mean to her to give up that box? It was an alabaster box, and it could have been pricey. It could have been special. But it says the oil in there was precious. And it was of some value to her. She had something that was special and precious to her that she was willing to give up to the Lord. And I feel like when I left here to go to Mexico, I was giving up something special and precious to me. I gave up my family, in a sense. I gave up my home church. I gave up my friends. I gave up my life that I'd known. I'd always lived in San Antonio. I had everything that I wanted right here. And I gave up something very precious and something very costly to me. And now leaving Mexico, I feel even greater whatever it is I'm giving up, loss, cost, because I not only have a family here in San Antonio, I have a family in Mexico. I have coworkers that I've worked with for 10 years that have become so special to me. And but she gave it up. She was willing to take what she had, what she could, and give to the Lord. And then another thought I saw here was, you know, the people's reactions. The people's reactions, they weren't happy that she was giving it up. They weren't praising God. Oh, look, praise the Lord for what she says. They were against her. And I've seen some of that. I've seen people say, why are you going to Poland? Why are you going so far away? I'm going far away because that's where God wants me. And that's where God wants my husband. And what else can I do but say, I'm going to Poland. Now, I haven't confessed. I will confess now. I have not been going joyfully until just very recently, like this week. And it's just like, yes, Lord, I want to go. Yes, Lord, I know I'm supposed to go. But so the Lord's working in that area. But they murmured. And they also said, why was this waste made? And we've had that reaction in Mexico. Brothers, sisters, why do you go? You don't have to go. There's a need here. We want you here. You've been here. You know the language. You know the customs. You know everything. Why are you going? Why is this waste? Why is this sacrifice being made? It's being made because there's people in Poland that were just like the Mexicans that haven't heard, that they need to hear it now. And so there was the people's thought. And it's hard to go with not everybody behind you, but you got to do it anyway. And then I see God's thoughts in here. God's thoughts. He said, leave her alone. Just let her go. She has done a good work. Amen. It was acceptable. God was pleased with what she did. And I want God to be pleased with what I do. I don't want him to say, Janice, you messed up again. Janice, I told you to do this, and Janice, you didn't do it. I want to do it. I want God Amen. To be pleased with me like I'm happy when my husband's pleased with me, when my mother's pleased with me, when my brother's pleased with me. I want God to be pleased with me. And then it says in the end of verse 9, it says, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. This lady has something that people are talking about today. And that's a testimony. That's a fruit. And I want my life to be a testimony. I want my life to have fruit. And I can say, in Mexico, I have fruit. I don't have as much as I really have wanted to have, but I have fruit. And I praise the Lord for that fruit. And a couple of other thoughts, just two more. She wasn't made to do it by her religion. This church is not making us go to Poland. This church is not making us go to Mexico or wherever else. It's not told us how long we can go for. It's not telling us how long we can stay. But God is leading us, and God put it, I believe, in that lady's heart to give. She had a love for him that she wanted to give. She wanted to do something for her Lord, and that's God's calling. And she gave it up willingly. And like I said, I haven't really had a real willing heart. I had a willing heart, but it wasn't a joyful heart. It wasn't a heartily heart to give up. I haven't had a, yes, Lord, I'm just going to let what come go, but I want, I think I can truly say now, I'm ready to go to Poland. I have no idea what I'm going to get myself into. Probably into a lot of trouble. Knowing me, I'll probably say things I'm not supposed to say, and I'm sure of that. But I ask that y'all pray for us and for the work and for those that we left behind, because we've separated now, and there's a lacking, just like there's a lacking in our life now, but God is to this point has been faithful to sustain us, and he's given us the joy to go. And I just thank the Lord for this. She has done what she could. And we didn't plan this out, Brent, saying just do it. But this woman did what she could do. And I want to do what I can do.
Amen.